Last time, I had you start thinking about mentorship and apprenticeship and who you're going to ask. And we are going to come back to this theme off and on in the scholarship class. In fact, later we're going to talk about everyone needs a mentor, everyone is a mentor, and what about mentor centers. So this is very important, but I want to continue on that subject a little today because this is a value, a core value at Christian Leaders Institute. This mentor-apprentice model of higher education was already found in the Bible. Philippians 2, verse 22. But you know that Timothy has proved himself because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. Now, that is an amazing passage. Because back then, the way that people operated is like, you know, Jesus was the son of a carpenter, and the expectation was that Jesus' brothers would be carpenters. It was sort of the way it worked. Things came out of the family. And now I know that we've had the industrial age, and now people have their individual identities, and all of that is great. But Christianity natively comes out of the apprentice model. And this model has the potential of coming back in a strong way in education. All over the world, pastors, leaders have been raised up. We talked about this indigenous missionary capital, family capital, traditional Christian capital that's everywhere. Paul was a spiritual father. He raised up Timothy, a spiritual son. Together, two generations of leaders worked together to advance the gospel. The pattern has repeated itself for generations upon generations upon generations. This, the internet now, so here we are today, holds promise for the training of generations of Christian leaders. So if there can be a mentorship and then there's a connection, we beam the training, then from that connection, you can find people who need training and you can raise them up. There can be mentor centers, generations. Now, it's not biological generations, but it has that metaphorical and powerful impact of generations of trained, raised up leaders, and we can beam the training to these relationships who reproduce more relationships, pastors who then reproduce relationships within churches, church planters, local leaders in families and homeschooling, in community schooling, people who are going to a high school, their parents can take training, and they can get their kids to have some faith-based training. They can be young leaders. You know, I sort of feel like it's endless what can happen. And since the training is free, there doesn't have to be a money issue to get in the way of the spontaneous spread and deepening and thickening of Christianity. The internet is a tool that God has given us. In this time and moment, we ask CLI students to find mentors, to help them process their online training, which I've talked to you before about. These local leaders contextualize their learnings and give opportunities to soar in ministry. There are great possibilities for us. The internet has changed the world radically when it comes to the exchange of information and resources. While last time I was introducing the concept of mentorship, I want to talk about the implications of the internet for that mentorship. While the invention of the computer was revolutionary, the internet has brought a new form of connectivity that has changed how everything works, from relationships to exchange of information. Many authors and commentators have chronicled the massive changes that have taken place. What you can do is type in to Google, and you know, how has the internet changed the world, and get thousands of hits from news articles to academic papers. Many saw the significance of the internet, but did not see it as a threat to how they operated. You know, and it's just, think about that. you know, for years we've been operating in the industrial age, and now here comes the internet, and it's changing things so disruptively, and it's even changing education. These changes have and will occur because of the internet. These changes that have and will occur because of the internet are so many and varied that almost no one argues that they can be overstated. The changes are going to occur, you know, what's going to happen in the next 50 years because of the internet, and what's going to happen in education, what's going to happen in training. And here we are at the ground floor of all this in a Christian reproducible model that was introduced in the Old and New Testament, and that now can be expanded using free, high-quality ministry training worldwide. Now, there's practical impact here. How someone buys almost anything, including airline tickets, travel arrangements, books and e-books, golf clubs, and poodles. That's right, we're a poodle family, and we found our breeders for the poodle that we bought on the internet. How someone communicates with other people. First, there was email. Now social networking sites such as Facebook, WeChat, Snapchat have connected billions. These social networking sites are replacing phone directories. Someone is more likely to connect via Facebook than to make a voice phone call. Just think of the implications. How someone researches information. Google, Yahoo, Bing are just digital libraries. While there is information on the internet, the discerning researcher would rather have a library brought to his or her own home or workplace to research anything from where to eat to what poodles to buy using the internet. How politicians are elected. Blogs, vlogs, social media, and other ways of using the internet are now often a factor in who gets elected. And, you know, and once you politicize something, of course, you're going to get fake news, which is a new term nowadays, because it's like the politics connected to internet, connected to connectivity, connected to political agendas. Then what happens is these worldviews are out there in general, and so the worldview fights with different interpretations of the same news. So to one political party, that's fake news. To the other political party, this is fake news. How like-minded people find each other. Like-minded researchers can now connect instantly from different places of the world to compare notes and to solve problems together. Those interested in eating organic food can chat, blog, message, and build organic food culture together. The internet allows new forms of connecting. So at Christian Leaders Institute, for instance, we're like-minded in that we want to raise up revival leaders connected to indigenous local leaders, and we want the people who are called like that to be able to find us so we can serve those called leaders, those people who come at CLI. I notice that. I travel and do student gatherings. You know what I find? Is I find that in these gatherings, there's a certain like-mindedness that I see, and you can tell it. You can tell that that's a Christian Leaders Institute kind of person, kind of an indigenous, self-motivating, going to get their studies done. Nobody has to pay them to do their studies. They don't have to have tuition. If they're in a mentor center, all the better. They love to do it with others. That's great. But in the end, there's something powerful about the like-mindedness of Christian Leaders Institute students, and you just see them, and they come from different races, different ranks, different places, rural, the city, and when they're in the room together, you would not even notice any of those differences, because there's the same like-minded desire to bring revival through Jesus Christ to the earth. And when you see that, it is powerful. And the internet helps us find who that community is going to be. How knowledge and teaching are transmitted to individuals. The development of Wikipedia and TED University has become a resource to people to use as they seek knowledge and training about a whole host of topics. Some schools and universities have jumped on the bandwagons, offering distance learning classes that allow students to do online classes and get credit at academic universities or institutions. Now, here's Christian Leaders Institute, and we're sort of like that. I mean, education has, you know, sought to fit the internet into their philosophy and goals. So you'll have the institution, and there's distance learning, but the institution and the headquarters, the goal of the institution is a serious and prominent goal in their philosophy. So they utilize the internet to position pieces of the internet and the implications of the internet to their specific institutional goals. At Christian Leaders Institute, we say, no, the issue are the revival leaders. And we as an institution will get out of the way so that the revival leaders, indigenous leaders, get the training. We will do things, quote, in the institution, centrally here. What is most helpful to our revival leaders, such as, you know, making sure things are official, living up to the expectations of what a high-quality education is, having a central database, having a directory. We will do what we can, but the implications of the internet to us feel like we can be more radical in serving leaders in various places in a way that their relationships become the more prime issue, so that in their communities they can make a major impact. So here's the technology. The question is, you know, how do we use the technology? You know, people say, you know, Christian Leaders Institute, you know, are you a technology company? So people will say that. You know, are you a technology company? You know, who are you at Christian Leaders Institute? Are you a technology company? Are you one who, you know, exists because of the insights in technology you found? And I say, no, we're a revival raising up leaders ministry who utilizes the technology of the internet to raise up more leaders. The internet is a game changer. It changes the way humans learn. It turns the way information is transmitted. It provides a tool for interaction that can be used efficiently, ensuring accountability in communication. I was talking about things we can do. Open source programs like Moodle, and when you are doing your studies, you're doing them on Moodle, allow schools and institutions to interact in a world-class way with students. The internet's role in changing called Christian Leaders for Ministry will continue to increase. Let me talk about some of the things that we can do to serve you. One of the things we can do is help you do a student profile. This gets your ministry training journey on the radar screen of the world. When students are making their way through the Getting Started class, the scholarship class, they create a student profile which places them on our roster. This profile is the foundation of their witness as a Christian leader. In this profile, they tell a little bit about their Christian journey. They outline their call to ministry. This profile highlights the classes students and graduates have completed. Students are asked to upload a quality picture. If someone is living in a persecuted area of the world or their situation requires their complete privacy, those students are not required to reveal their identity. The point is if you feel you're in danger, by all means, change your name. Don't upload your picture. We do have some like city tracking of students, but we are careful not to give the exact address for anyone so someone can find you exactly. But still, it chronicles the fact that the Holy Spirit is raising up more revival leaders. And your student profile is very important. If you're going to lead in today's world, people want to know that you have education, that you have training. At Christian Leaders Institute, this technology allows us to beam to you and those indigenous relationships then online lectures. The professors prepare and put lectures on digital in the digital syllabus. This lecture can be viewed over and over again. Every time students view lectures, those viewings are recorded in the student's viewing log. In other words, the professors know which students are watching the lectures. Now, this viewing log, by the way, is a very important thing to understand. And let me explain why. In this, you know, people bring up accreditation at Christian Leaders Institute. Are you accredited by the U.S. Department of Education as like the predominant or the highest example of accreditation? And what's neat is that we're moving in the direction to apply to U.S. Department accreditation. So if this video is up for a while, maybe you are watching and we've already applied and have it. But I want to talk about accreditation. Okay, so accreditation, what is it? Well, it's certifying that you've done the training and that you've learned something, because, you know, we have quizzes and all that stuff. And when something's official, when someone wants an official document, let's say a church, a pastor wants to know, did you really do the training? What we have to do is we have to prove that you actually did the training, that you did not like some just click on, that there's actually logs that we can show, and we have already had to do that. So when you want an official bachelor degree, you want an official diploma, you want an official certificate, when you get that, you certify that you actually did the training. Now, in some ways, yeah, you know you did the training, you've logged on, you did the training, why is this such a big deal? It is a big deal because there's been so much scamming that has been going on, and internet especially. You know, people can, you know, get on the internet real quick and get some training real quick, supposedly. And when they go to the training, it really isn't, credible. Okay. In fact, Christian Leaders Institute has been accused by many as being like, how is it credible when it's just on the internet? And the internet has this negative, judgment against it. So for us, what we've done is we've factored into our training ways in which your education is credible, ways in which you can be assured that it will be recognized. So these logs and when you actually do something, like, we know who the cheaters are. I'll give you some examples. When someone goes through the classes real fast and then they fail a class, and then they, you know, 6 months later or something, they go into a class again and they have written down their wrong answers and all that. And we know, because someone's in logged in, we know logged in, how long they've been logged in, and all these other things. So if you're here and you want to somehow cheat the system, we have algorithms that actually spot the cheaters. Isn't that interesting? And why do we have to do that? Is because to be credible, we need to show that you have done your training, that this is a real institution of higher education. So, as you're doing that, keep in mind that all of these things are tracked for your benefit. Now, let me say one thing really clear here. We don't track anything to sell what you've done to marketers, to write down these things because we want to get you any harm or any... No. This is for credibility. because we know we want this ministry training to be so meaningful that we have to back everything up when other institutions or churches, when we say there's an official certificate, it is truly official and you have done the work. When you buy that official award, you know, credibility, that, you know, and we have small fees for that, another set of eyes has looked at your training, and we then stand behind it and certify that you did this and that somehow you did not cheat the system. Again, I bring this all up, and part of me goes like, oh, do I talk about this? Because I sort of assume, you know, it assumes that I think somebody's going to cheat, that you're going to cheat. I don't. But of the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that have taken CLI, there have been some that have done that. And other pastors and institutions, parole boards, you know, schools, you know, employers, they want to know if something is official and we can deliver that. Such as quizzes and examinations that are actually taking. Most of the quizzes at CLI will be 20-question quizzes. There are some classes that are not quite that way. They're done in 45 minutes. And if you study your material, it will be timed, and you can go through your quiz. And if you studied it, if you don't know an answer, you can quickly go look at your notes real quick and get that answer. But if you didn't study your material and take notes when you're studying it, you will time out before you're able to get through the whole quiz and get a lower grade. So we have, for years and years now, been working on the formulas on how to get the best possible accountable quizzes and proof that someone got the training. So we've done that with timing and all of these things. Now I know that some of you are in disabilities, and we do respect letters from doctors to help you in some of your situations, and you can talk to customer service about that. But in general, if you study your material, you will do very well. Christian Leaders Institute professors assign students quizzes and examinations of their learning. The quiz and examination grades are automatically recorded and saved. At the end of the semester, the quiz results are automatically tallied, and a grade for each class is assigned. There are technological safeguards to make it very hard for students to cheat. While all this sounds complicated, the fact that the quizzes and examinations and the professor's involvement with the student work are presented both to students and professors with an easy interface. There will be papers, and we have less and less papers. More and more, what we're doing is on assignments that you bring to your mentor, and then there's a quiz question that chronicles your bringing that to your mentor. But there are still some students watch lectures, take quizzes and tests, but also participate in submitting papers. We ask students to submit their sermons for evaluation in their mentor relationship. If you're in the ministry track, that's how we'll do it. As the business track or the enterprise track unfolds, there might be activities that you do with your marketplace mentor. There are so many features I could tell you about, but Jen, I do not want to make this a big book of technological manual for internet training. So, you know, as I conclude this presentation, I wanted to sort of connect you to the technology of Christian Leaders Institute and how we can beam this training to you credibly in your local relationships. And I would say here, my sincere heart to you is sincerely watch the lecture, sincerely read the material, take notes. Sincerely, if you've never done school before, give it your best shot. For some of you, I know this is going to be very disruptive in your own life, but if you stick with it, not only are you going to learn something, but you're going to be trained to be a revival leader. Stick with it. Don't give up. If you take some classes and you get a bad grade, you know what? Start again. We have a situation where you can take let's say we have 12 topics. Most of the classes have 12 quizzes. So there's 12 quizzes. You know what we do? We will throw out one of those quizzes. Because we know, you know, things happen. So we're going to throw one out. But we are going to ask you to do a feedback quiz. So that's sort of, you know, we have a little exchange here. Give us some feedback for the class. We throw out one of the quizzes for you. And we know that that also levels the playing field. If you went to a residential school, that's often what happens, where students talk to the professors work it out that they give the class. You know, we're all throwing out one of the quizzes, one of the tests, and the professors just do that just to sort of give a little curve, they call that, to the class. And we do that with you as well. We will throw out one quiz. Our goal is to beam you, bring to you an excellent ministry training, enterprise training, training in philosophy, training in areas and subjects that will be used by God to help you make an impact in your community.